accession number 20983, reel 6.
Jim Campbell, reel 6.
I was in charge of the firing party, as it turned out being garrison troops. We had an unhappy job of having to organise firing parties and burial parties for every casualty that happened around the garrison. And at that time, I buried 26 different people through road accidents and shooting accidents. I was eventually promoted to sergeant major, and I took over support company. And I ran support company right up until February 1954. So I spent 2 years or 3 months in a canal zone. Not many incidents happened there. Again, it was all sort of cordon searches, the usual accidents, shooting accidents, road accidents, but very, very little terrorist accidents. So I then come home and took over a tour with the 14th Parabattalion based in Hampshire. At that time, I just met my wife. We weren't married, by the way, at the time. I met her just prior to me going out to the canal zone. She was still single when I got back. And we get married in November 1954. November 1956, they broke up the 14th Parabattalion, and at that time, SEWS was brewing. So they sent me back to the brigade, and I was put in charge of the people who were called up, the reservists who were called up for the 1st Battalion. Jimmy Sharp, he took over the 2nd Battalion, and Ted Dent took over the 3rd Battalion. So we trained all the reservists for about a fortnight prior to them going off out to the canal zone again, out to Cyprus for the SEWS operation. I was then warned to stand by for posting to the brigade as well, and I finished up following up out to the 1st Battalion of the Parachute Regiment, where I took over Company Sergeant Major of the 1st Battalion Parachute Regiment for the SEWS operation. Now, we're rather disappointed at the end of the day to hear that we had not been given a job of doing the actual drop in Palestine. This was given to the 3rd Battalion, who did the landing at Gamal. We were put in aboard a ship called the SS Hallidale, which is a troop ship plying between the Hook of Holland and Harwich. It had been there for years, and they brought it out to the Med to transport troops. So we went into Port Said on an old trooper. Having got ashore, we sort of deployed along the front. The only incident that happened there was some idiot of a driver pulled a grenade and it exploded in the back of a lorry loaded with tank ammunition, which popped off all day long without giving one big bang. And after 2 days, we were pulled out. But during this time, we managed to capture quite a lot of transport, and two of them were Greyhound buses. One of the drivers ran one of them into the back of a truck and ruined it. And I had a bit of driving experience, so I took the other one. And all I did for 2 days was drive troops around Port Said from one place to another, like a coach driver. And eventually we were taken back down to the docks with all my company aboard this coach to board the ocean to sail back to Cyprus to parachute back again into the canal zone. Now, after about 10 days and 9 different operations, the whole thing was called off. And then we're told to stand by. We're going back home again. And we left Cyprus, I believe, on the 20th of December via Idris, Lucca, and we finished up down in St. Morgan's in Cornwall and board of Shackleton and reformed again in Aldershot after a few days' leave. Shortly after that, I was promoted to Regimental Sergeant Major and posted up to Glasgow for a Territorial Army attachment. And I spent 4 happy years up there training Territorial Army troops. Not a lot of incidents happened there, except I ran the regimental boxing team, so a few pleasant trips down to London, to Buckingham Gates, renewed my acquaintance with the 2nd Battalion Coldstream Guards who had met in the canal zone, and a few drinks in Wellington Barracks there. But on the whole, it was rather a quiet period. And then I finally got warned to move down south again, the year to take over Regimental Sergeant Major at Depot. For which I volunteered to do another drill course at Pirbright under the Guards, because I hadn't seen the SLR at that time. We still had number 4 rifles, so I did a drill course, and it was during that time I was told, instead of taking over the depot, that they wanted me to go to the parachute training course, PCAU they called it, at Abingdon again. So I was quite happy to do that, and I spent 3.5 happy years at Abingdon, right up until the end of my service. So I did a period of 15 years with the parachute regiments, the last 8 years being regimental sergeant major. And I finally retired from the army on the 13th of January 1965.
What do you think now about having served with the army all those years?
I wish I could do it again. I enjoyed my army period. I really did. I was a good soldier. I liked soldiering. I had no regrets, no complaints. So there we are.